Environment in Focus. I'm Tom Pelton. On an ice-crusted soybean field on Maryland's eastern shore, under a blue sky, hundreds of huge white birds are singing in a strange chorus. They're tundra swans, the largest birds native to Maryland, with 5-foot wingspans, snowy feathers, and black beaks. They nest and raise their young in the frozen wastelands of Alaska. Then, every winter, they fly as much as 4,000 miles south, spending almost 3 months in the air. Their epic journeys to Maryland are like vacations to a warm retreat. In this bare farm field south of Cambridge, they peck at soybeans frozen in the mud under sheets of ice. It's not a tropical beach exactly, but they're socializing and bulking up after their exhausting flight. Tundra swans used to be called whistling swans, but they don't really whistle, just as their better-known cousins, mute swans, aren't really mute. Mute swans, the fairy tale-looking birds with graceful curved necks and yellow beaks, are from Europe. They're considered an invasive species here in Maryland. They grunt and hiss and attack other birds. The more slender and straight-necked tundra swans are the old aristocracy here in the Chesapeake region, and they act too refined to grunt, spit, or brawl. Instead, they entertain each other by forming clarinet ensembles, a chorus of reedy piping voices, an orchestra of winter. All at once, they take off. Their wing strokes are knife-like and powerful as they soar up and over the row of trees edging the field. Their fantastically white feathers flash in dazzling contrast to the brown woods, iron fields, and dead grasses.
It's an incredible sound, and you shouldn't take it for granted. It's for some people to see and listen to these birds, it's a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence.
That's Larry Hindman, waterfowl manager for the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. It's his job to watch the birds' arrival every winter and estimate their populations. After 35 years of spying on the flocks, mostly from airplanes, Hindman knows that fewer and fewer tundra swans are coming to the Chesapeake Bay. This is because the underwater grasses and soft clams they normally eat are being killed by pollution and disease. So the tundra swans are forced to feed in farm fields like this. And more are skipping the Chesapeake region altogether and flying farther to North Carolina. Back in the 1970s, 30,000 tundra swans a year wintered in Maryland. Today, it's more like 18,000.
The real threat to habitat is too many people and urbanization and what it does to the quality of the water, because you've got to have good water quality to produce submerged aquatic vegetation. And, of course, that's one of the problems we have with the bay grasses in Chesapeake Bay. We have too many pollutants and high levels of nutrients that are damaging to the restoration of the bay grasses.
The migration of suburban sprawl can also be seen here in this farm field on Egypt Road. Near the place where the swans took off, some of the dirt has been bulldozed and a plastic fence erected. A developer is preparing to build 675 homes here. That's enough to pave over 300 acres of fields and create polluted runoff into the Little Blackwater River, which flows into the Chesapeake Bay. The migration of the tundra swans is one of the most distinctive phenomena to grace the winters of Maryland's eastern shore. But like this open field, the songs of these Arctic angels may soon be a memory. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. ¶¶